Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 3rd of November. I'm your host, Paul White. Good you're with me on this Monday. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is where we've been focused for the last several days, actually the last several weeks, as we're talking about communion. We're into this examining yourself passage where, therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner or unworthily is guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. I talked about what self-examination in verse 28 means. Let's add 29 to this. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. I want to get into the breakdown of discerning and what that is talking about. Before I do, I noticed recently an article about the denial of communion by the Catholic Church to a political candidate. That political candidate had come into the church to take communion and was denied by the pastor, the father, the priest at that local parish, denied him because they said any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself or herself outside of church teaching. And then this statement, Holy Communion signifies we're one with God, each other, and the church, and our actions should reflect that. As a priest, it's my responsibility to minister to those souls entrusted to my care, and I must do so even in the most difficult situations. And then he said, I'll keep this particular politician in my prayers. In other words, he was not allowed to partake in communion because the position of the church on abortion was different than the position that this politician held, and therefore the church couldn't sanction him taking the body and the blood. Now, I'm not going to pick on the church. I'm not picking on the priest. I'm not defending or picking on the politician. But since that's where we are in our journey in 1 Corinthians, I thought it might be worth commenting on because it's really close to where we are in this idea of taking in an unworthy manner. I think the interpretation of that for so long has been that if you have sin or even if, and I think this is the case in this situation, the perception of something you stand for or believe in is outside of what the church stands for or believes in, then you are disqualified from partaking in the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. But Paul does not indicate this in 1 Corinthians 11. He doesn't indicate that only perfect people who make perfect decisions and that everyone in the church is in perfect agreement with the person. None of that stuff comes out in Paul's teaching, that only they are eligible for communion. But rather, Paul wants the individual to examine themselves and eat in a worthy manner by discerning the Lord's body. And the word discerning is diakrino. This is to make a proper judgment, to make a division. Dia is two. It's sort of like judging between two things. Judging between the Lord's actual body and this Lord's body. Or let's say it this way. Judging between what happened to Jesus on the cross and what just happened to this piece of bread. And if you can make that distinction disappear, start to see that what you're holding in your hand is a representative of the whole, the bigger picture, then you're qualified to partake communion. It doesn't say that until you clean up the way you think and act, and until your actions are approved by the leader of the church or the local assembly, then you can take communion. No, and I think we've done a great disservice to people who want to participate in the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus by making them feel as if they don't qualify. And I'll go back to something I've said time and again. If Judas Iscariot can take communion, you can take communion. And you're on the other side of the cross and the resurrection, in which eternal redemption is yours by faith in Christ. Your eternal redemption didn't vanish because you have a bad thought or because you sinned. Your eternal... Now, listen, one of the reasons that I think I came up in a culture of you need to really check yourself before you take communion, because if you're not worthy, you shouldn't partake. I think the reason that was so strong is because I came up in a church culture in which you could lose your salvation. And not only could you lose it, but some people lost and didn't know it. That was what we believed. Like, some of you guys, we would even say things like this, especially in our more extreme moments. And yes, there were moments we were more extreme than others. And we blamed that on the anointing most of the time. But in our more quote-unquote anointed moments, we would say things like, you know, I think there's going to be some surprised people when they die and they don't end up in heaven. They thought they were saved. They thought they were right with God, but they weren't right with God. And our explanation for why they weren't right with God usually had to do with stuff they were doing. And we would say, because they're doing this and this and this, and you can't be saved and do any of that stuff. And so we were really making a judgment and doing what we're not supposed to do. The guilt in that situation is on the one making the judgment, by the way. And so I think because there was such an Arminian background, such this thought of losing one's salvation, communion was just what really wasn't worth it. Because if you could lose your salvation and communion demanded that you be completely clean before you partook of it, and that if you didn't, God would attack you, God would curse you, well, then it's best to not take it at all. And it's why I said, like I said a couple days ago, that I had some people that just flat told me when I started preaching communion under grace, well, I would never partake of this because I didn't want the guilt associated and the fear associated with partaking and knowing that I haven't done everything right. Everything hasn't been correct. And I don't want to run that risk. And so whenever we're examining ourselves, and we said yesterday that really this speaks better, I think, to 2 Corinthians 13, you examine yourself, eat the bread, drink the cup. You're examining yourself in the faith. That's what Paul says to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians. And so when you discern the Lord's body, when you make a proper judgment about the Lord's body, you are understanding what the Lord's body did on your behalf. That leads to 30, for this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. I want to try to give that its own day. And so tomorrow on the podcast, we'll really try to break down 30. Before we close today, think about that drinking judgment to himself. There is a judgment that has went out, and Jesus has exacted it into himself. But I believe that so many times we put ourselves under that judgment because we think we earned it. We think we've deserved it. And to not make a distinction between what Jesus did on your behalf and what you think needs to be done on your behalf is to, in some ways, put yourself back under condemnation and shame. Like, almost like taking into yourself more judgment. We'll talk about the weak, sick, and many sleep or die before their time, and we'll do that tomorrow. Hope that you have a fantastic day. God bless.